This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another tag team podcast with Harry Hunter and Dave. In this episode, the guys speak about what their nans got up to over Christmas. Enjoy.
It's time for Nan Talk.
How's Mon?
Oh, you know, I was just thinking, I haven't spoken to her in a couple of weeks, so I hope she's great. I hope she's great. But we haven't done Nan Talk for months.
Months. Backed up with it.
What's going on with Lorne? You start.
Well, on the weekend, we got a lamb spit, and I rung Nan to find out what to do with all the leftover meat.
Oh.
And she was very concerned about it.
Really?
She said, well, we don't know how fresh it is. I mean, the lamb over here is very fresh. We get it from the butcher and we can see it in the paddock and we know, but over there, well, where did they get it from? I was like, well, the paddock probably.
Yeah,
where
similar.
They're all in. So she's given me a couple of recipes and she makes a very nice curry with bananas on it, which is very exotic.
A banana lamb curry?
Yeah.
Well, God, Prue's just joined us in here. And Prue, I tell you what, you might have heard that Wales is known for its delicacies, and that really proves that, don't you think?
Banana and lamb, the textures are not appealing to me as a concept.
The texture's mush, I imagine, isn't it?
Also, it's pre-cooked lamb, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be lovely.
Look, Nan recipes are different to modern day recipes, so maybe
that's
delicious.
What it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm cooking it for Valentine's Day for Holly, so we'll find out. Yeah.
So we haven't done Nan Talk since Christmas, and Christmas Day was very eventful for Nan because she really wanted me to buy her a digital radio so she could listen to Joy from the village, which would be good, but
sweet.
Also would probably spell the death of Australia's favourite segment, Nan Talk. So what I've done so far, I was giving her the radio, but I haven't set it up.
Oh, so good.
Just teasing her in the corner.
But it was a real debacle on Christmas Day because she got... She got confused and she started talking about my Christmas present from like April, right?
Yeah.
So I knew exactly what she bought me. She bought me a queen size bed sheets, charcoal color, right?
Classic.
So
gorgeous. Nana
you
present.
Can imagine my shock when I unwrapped the present and what do I get? A best friend band making kit.
What?
No, that's not what I wanted. And I look over and see my cousin's kid, so her great grandchild, feverishly opening her present. What has she got? A pair of queen size charcoal sheets. So then I start laughing because the kid's like, I don't want these.
Yeah.
And I say to my sisters next to me, I'm like, oh, Nan's messed it up. And Madeline, she was a bit pissy. Yeah. Madeline starts laughing until she starts crying. Yeah. Then Madeline opens her present and it's this funny like puffer jacket thing. And then Madeline's like, oh my God, she's messed mine up too. And we're laughing. And then we're like, Nan, look what you've done. You've messed mine up. And then Madeline was like, and look what I got. And Nan was like, yes, do you like them, Madeline? Madeline, you've never seen someone do a U-turn. She's like, and look what I got. Do you like them? Yes.
Yes, love them. Yeah. Thank you.
It's perfect with my skin tone.
But it worked out well because someone gave her a Chromecast as well, which was really being a little overconfident. So she returned that and she exchanged it for Pete the Budgie. So now she's got a little budgie.
Little budgie Pete.
Little budgie Pete. Uncle Pete, I'm calling him. How's Uncle Pete? I say when I ring up.
Does he talk in the background?
She thinks he's starting to talk, but I don't think he is.
Really?
Yeah, she should teach him swear answers. Words. That would be funny.
That would be good.
It, yeah. Just, it just reminds me of the mum from I, Tonya now with the parrot on her shoulder.
Yes, that's what Mon looks like too. Oh, that was good. It was good to be back in the saddle, Harry, wasn't it?
And that was Nan Talk. What are you saying, Nan?
That was another Tag Team podcast. If you like what you hear from Harry Hunter and Dave, support them by subscribing to their podcast on iTunes. Share this episode with your friends on socials and go to their Facebook page and like them. facebook.com/thetagteamjoy.
Okay, Dave the Apprentice, welcome to your annual Tag Team exam.
Answer these questions correctly and you will graduate to a fully fledged member of the team.
This is ridiculous.
When is the Tag Team on air?
Guys, this is absurd. It's Tuesday Brekkie.
And whom are the biggest stars?
Harry, Hunter and Dave.
The Apprentice, say it.
Dave the Apprentice.
And finally, translate this Welsh sentence into English. Fi fwyd cariad fel y Titanic.
There's literally no way of me knowing that.
Oh, close but no cigar, kiddo. Better luck next year.
Ugh.
Tune in to the Tuesday Tag Team, available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform.
By the way, I said your love life is like the Titanic.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.